equipment, programs, instruction, friends. The Y is so much more. Special new member discounts are available for a limited time.
With spring around the corner, Goodyear and the Pendleton Tire Company are kicking savings into high gear. Now through March 31st, deals on some of our best tires for wet conditions, like the all-weather Goodyear Assurance Weather Ready, built with advanced traction for superior performance on slick roads. Get fresh deals for your wheels with savings up to $200 by rebate when you use your Goodyear credit card. Subject to credit approval. Come see Zach or Joey for complete details or check them out at PendletonTire.com.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Tip to the Red Rage. We're at WCCP 105.5 through R, live from Twin Peaks, home of the 28 degree draft beer, beautiful women, 80 high definition monitors. The food's the biggest shock of the whole place. The food is absolutely incredible. It's sort of venison chili weather, although, again, it has warmed up nicely this afternoon.
I see the sunshine.
Yeah, and it was like 65 when I got here, and the sun really wasn't out. It's out now.
I forgot what it looked like.
Yeah, it won't last. You can actually see already over there behind it. No, we don't do sun in South Carolina anymore. We're the new Seattle.
No, until it gets to be June when it'll be 110 degrees.
Yeah, we're the new Seattle. Robert, I'm coming to you in a minute. How about this Jimmy Boeheim thing? I mean, you want to talk about your day going from a range of emotions, going from being ecstatic with how your team played in a basically a bully beatdown of Louisville, and then from that around midnight last night to have killed a man inadvertently by accident. On an Interstate 695, was it Interstate? What was it? Was it 695? In any case, 690, Interstate 690. The other car allegedly had four or five people in it. That car had struck the guardrail. The initial article said they don't know why that vehicle struck a guardrail. There was no alcohol involved with the driver of that vehicle either. Apparently, there were icy conditions, which complicated the entire event. It is not clear to me from the reading that I've done on it where the disabled vehicle was. They said it hit the guardrail, but then they also said it was in the lane. So it's not clear to me where the disabled vehicle was, nor is it 100% clear to me where the individual who was struck and killed was. The only thing that is clear is that Boeheim's blood alcohol level was 0.0. He apparently, according to him, does not drink at all. And there was absolutely, by all reports, no wrongdoing whatsoever. It's just a terribly, terribly unfortunate accident. It happens, and it could have happened to anybody, and unfortunately for Jim Boeheim, it happened to him. That won't make it any easier on him. He's 74 years old. He'll have to live with that the rest of his life. You know, again, he's not guilty of anything, but even if you're not guilty of something, you know, if you're involved in an accident, even through no fault of your own, that leads to the death of another human being, it's probably something that's not going to go away easily from the forefront of your consciousness.
No, absolutely. You just, you know, thoughts and prayers to that gentleman's family, and that's just a horrible situation.
Well, and to Jim Boeheim as well. Because,
yeah,
again, I think that it seems at this point that it was unavoidable, and just very, very, very unfortunate. But how about the range of emotions that Jim Boeheim faced? I mean, going from one extreme to another.
Yeah.
Honestly, I can't even imagine it. And again, it was around midnight, and not all the details are completely clear, other than the fact that there was no alcohol or drugs involved, apparently, for either party, which makes it even that much more tragic, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Robert, how are you?
Great. How about you, Walt?
Good, Robert. Appreciate you getting in.
I was just wondering, did you see the article on 24/7 about why Zion shouldn't wear Nike's Paul George 2.5 shoes?
No.
Okay, it was just essentially saying that it's the cheapest, like, signature shoe that they make, and that it looks like he had worn out the shoe, essentially. And so I just thought it was kind of interesting.
Really? So wait a minute. So there's an article out that says that is Nike's least expensive signature shoe, and that the particular pair that he was wearing had been worn to the point of extinction?
Yes, essentially.
Really? Oh, that's an entirely new element.
Yeah, wow.
That must be the...
I tweeted it to you, by the way.
Okay, all right. I wonder if they got that information directly from Nike.
Yeah.
Nike out working this morning. I'm going to look for that because I didn't see it. I'll look for that. When did you tweet it?
Probably like 30 minutes ago.
All right, I'm going to look for that because I didn't see it. Thank you. I appreciate that info, though. Good info. How about that, John? So, allegedly, not only was this the least expensive Nike shoe, signature shoe, but allegedly it was worn to the point of... Now, that can happen.
Yeah.
I mean, if you wear a shoe out to the point that there's nothing left to it, and it's just you're that comfortable with it, generally major college basketball players do not do that.
No, usually I thought they would, you know, change them out weekly. But,
right.
Hey, he's got a favorite pair. I mean, you know, I own a personal favorite pair of shoes that I'll wear until, you know, the treads fall off, but... And again, I don't exactly have access to a bunch of Nikes either.
Have you seen the story that Robert was talking about?
No, I have not. I have not seen it.
I'm looking for his tweet right now.
I'll see if I can dig it up for you.
But I'm still not seeing his tweet right now on that article. He said it was 247 Sports.
Mm-hmm. I'll see if I can find it for you here.
Because I don't see it, Robert. I don't see your tweet.
If you got it handy, retweet it back to us.
But that'd be, if you can, Robert, send it to me again. But that would add at least another element to the story. But just in general, you know, I don't know what to take away from that game last night. I mean, I've heard North Carolina people, I heard Zeke earlier, you know, just gloating about how great it was, how wonderful North Carolina played. And I don't know, I didn't have that feel. If you go 2-for-20, I don't think you played great basketball.
No, I mean, granted, I'll say I didn't get to watch the first half of it. I was doing some other things, but I sat down to watch the second half of it, and it was just sloppy basketball. I mean, they were just running right by him and, you know, driving the lane, hitting layups.
Props to you for doing that.
But, you know, I'm not going to sit here and act like you reinvented the wheel when it comes to the game of basketball either.
Yeah, I think Duke played horrifically, especially on defense. I thought they didn't level off anybody. They didn't stop anybody. Once they lost Zion, they didn't have a matchup for May, which presented an enormous problem because you got a skinny 6'6 freshman, 6'5, 6'6 freshman, trying to guard a 6'9, 6'10 experienced, mature player.
Mm-hmm.
And that didn't work at all well on the block. I just thought it was sort of a mess of a game in general.
It definitely was. There's no doubt about it. From beginning to end, that game was as... So, I mean, you know, for all the hype going into it and everyone talking about how this is, you know, going to be such a great game, and it just, you know, the Zion Williamson aspect of it alone, just from the play on the court, was just... It's just not a very entertaining basketball game. I don't really know how many other ways I can, you know, I can say that. It's just a lot of sloppy play.
Okay. Let's see what we have here. Did you find anything?
I haven't seen it. So
Bob sent me this. This article is from 247 Sports. It says, by somebody named Brad Crawford, and it says, why Zion Williamson should never have worn Nike's PG 2.5. Huh. It says, believe it or not, sneaker explosions happen during basketball games. They're never as grisly as Zion Williamson's. Yeah, they happen on, like, playgrounds. Mishap versus North Carolina, but soles do come apart when elite athletes stretch the limits of normal wear for cheaper, less durable models. Flat tires for players are rarely publicized and seldom result in injuries. Yeah, I mean, I remember, you know, playing in parks and stuff happen all the time. You play in the heat of the summer, and you're wearing them out, and you have, like, a favorite pair, and you're wearing them. Eventually, yeah, the soles flop off them, but not in what we expect are basically brand-new shoes. But maybe they weren't. Flat tires for players are rarely publicized, seldom result in injuries. But here we are, centering the conversation on sneakers after one of college basketball's biggest games of the year. Nike found itself at the center of an unexpected firestorm Wednesday night on Twitter, pelted by fans of other big-name brands screaming at the thought of America's most recognizable amateur wincing in pain due to what was perceived as a bad product in the first minute of action. A sneaker reserved for sales racks and dust collecting in mall-based stores. Woo! A sneaker reserved for sales racks and dust collecting in mall-based stores. The PG 2.5, one of Oklahoma City Thunder star Paul George's signature iterations, has never received this much pub. The PG 2.5 retails for $110. It's currently on sale via Nike's official website for $92.50, making it the cheapest player signature sneaker available in the marketplace. This begs the question, why is a 6'8", 285-pound big man known for inducing nightmares at the rim wearing a sneaker free of the swoosh's advanced tech and engineered for guards? It doesn't make a lot of sense for the Blue Devils to put Williamson in one of Nike's modestly priced models when there are other options available inside the Duke locker room. By the way, we're not suggesting college equipment staffs choose sneaker models for each individual athlete. Players are shown several styles before the season and are free to test pairs to their liking. Williamson has roughly worn 10 different Nike models this season, from the Adapt BB auto lacing sneaker, $350. That shoe is $350?
Like, not that one. The one he was, you know, one of them is.
Yeah, I just read the Adapt auto lacing sneaker, $350.
Why don't wear a lot of sneakers?
Down to the Kyrie 5, $130.
Still out of my price range.
I want auto lacing shoes.
Yeah. I want like the old PF Flyer. So I want to be able to run faster and jump higher if I'm paying $350 for a pair of shoes.
From in-game photos, Williamson's pair of player edition PG 2.5 in Duke's familiar white and blue appear to be worn quite a bit. Hence, more give than usual in the midsole when separation occurred in a violent manner. Wear a shoe enough and pressure points will weaken in all areas, but built for all-around comfort and support per Nike's official definition, the PG 2.5 is designed for the game's most versatile players. It's light yet strong with a supportive strap and comfortable cushioning that responds to every fast-focused step.
Well, maybe not every step, but yeah, not majority.
Not every step. So that is what they're suggesting. Robert was 100% right. The suggestion here is that for some reason, Zion Williamson was wearing a significantly cheaper shoe than he wore for much of the year, and that not only was he wearing a significantly cheaper shoe, but he was wearing a significantly cheaper, heavily used shoe.
Yeah.
Well, that would explain it.
Yeah.
I mean...
You know, should have picked a different pair.
So now it's Paul George is bankroll is going to suffer.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Paul. Appreciate it. Now you let the Lakers down. Now you've let everyone else down with your terrible shoes.
What was that line reserved for dustbins at the mall or whatever it said? Yeah, that's
wow.
Is that what they're saying about their own shoe?
that's what 247 is saying, but
put them out there. Don't buy them. I mean, that's bad.
But it is a little odd. Yeah. I mean, athletes are never choosing the least expensive of anything. No. So,
you wouldn't think so.
Right. I mean, earlier he was wearing the $350 auto lace.
Yeah, what's that auto lace?
Honestly, I'm not familiar with auto lace.
Auto lace was pretty cool.
Yeah, like I said, I want it on my shoes. I want auto lace on my shoes. I am a lazy shoe tire. I want auto lace on my shoes.
You're about a couple steps away from Velcro?
No, I hate the Velcro thing.
Oh, I just want the lazy tire.
I know.
How am I not surprised you hate Velcro?
Well, you know what I really hate? I've told you this before. I hate the little, what do they call them, at the top of like a work boot type shoe.
The hook?
Yeah. What do they call that thing? There's a...
I don't know. Mine have them, though.
Yeah. I hate those because, first of all, it's really hard to get the laces in it and to keep them in it while you tie them. It's a pain in the ass. Second, they come undone too easily. So I hate those things. I know what they think they're doing. They're thinking, well, you tighten the top of the, you tighten the top of the shoe. No, they're just a pain in the ass. You know, if you're going to have them, if you're going to have those little hooks, then make them fully formed. Make them an O so you can put the lace through it.
It's like every other spot on the rest of the shoe.
Right, except it can stick out. You know, that I'm fine with that, but stop with the hooks on the top of the boots. Otherwise, you're going to have to give me auto lace boots.
For those people
auto lace boots.
Hoping to tune in today to talk about shoe construction, this is the show for you.
Yeah. You know, again, it's if that is true, then that just adds to the strangeness of the whole thing. You know, not only does dude have a is he headed toward a giant shoe contract, and all it's waiting is for him to be out of there to be able to collect on the money, which is one thing. But and so he's a behemoth in the basketball shoe industry already. But dude is wearing heavily used cheap shoes. That would explain it. Heavily used, cheapest version of the shoe would explain it. You would think that he would wear the absolute most expensive version of every shoe.
One would think.
So now maybe we have solved the great, or 247 has solved the great Zion shoe caper. Welcome to the Road Rage. We're live from Twin Peaks. You want to get in, 654-7627. Now would be the time.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
This is George Jeffries again with Metal Building Supply in Piedmont. Do you have nuts? Well, we do, and bolts, panels, trims, and all the accessories you would need to do that shed project or roof on your home. Give us a call and talk to Kevin Brown. We can offer the names of contractors in the area and help you with the materials you need to solve those problems on your commercial building or your home. That's Metal Building Supply, 1500 Elrod Road, just off exit 39 and I-85 in Piedmont. Or call 295-0506 and ask for Kevin.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY, do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT. Real protection.
Let us bring your new Honda directly to you. Hendrick Honda Easily now offers direct on-site demos of your new Honda. Don't want to deal with traffic? Hendrick Honda Easily will bring your new Honda to your work, home, or church. Call today to schedule your personal on-site car buying experience from Hendrick Honda Easily. Call 864-855-1234 or visit ilovehendrickhondaeasily.com. Again, ilovehendrickhondaeasily.com. Experience a world-class difference at Hendrick Honda Easily.
Do you have a used vehicle for sale? LKQ Pick Your Part is always buying used cars and trucks. Any condition. LKQ Pick Your Part wants your vehicle. We are constantly updating our inventory and will buy your used car, truck, van, or SUV. We handle the paperwork and you get paid. It's that easy. Call today. 1-800-962-2277. That's 1-800-962-2277. Not running? LKQ Pick Your Part will have your vehicle towed for you. Log on to our website for a free quote or call 1-800-962-2277 today and get paid.
This is Clay, owner of Easley Lawn & Garden and your local Husqvarna dealer. Now is the ideal time to get your Husqvarna riders, mowers, trimmers, and blowers in for preseason maintenance. While you're at it, ask about liquidation programs on last year's Husqvarna equipment, as well as upcoming deals on the new line of homeowner and commercial Husqvarna riders, mowers, trimmers, blowers, and chainsaws. Thanks to you, Easley Lawn & Garden had its best year ever last year. As your local Husqvarna dealer, I, along with my family and staff, look forward to taking care of you for years to come. Take advantage of 0% financing while available with approved credit. See the entire lineup of Husqvarna products available at Easley Lawn & Garden. Husqvarna and Easley Lawn & Garden, a part of the local community for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated, 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley, online at easleylawn.com.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
This, what we do here, this is calculated, okay? We weigh the odds, we make a choice.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
To the Road Rage, joined by John Hite, live from Twin Peaks. Come on out and see us this afternoon, this evening. We learned in the last segment, according to 247 Sports, that Zion Williamson was, for some reason, known only to Zion, wearing an extremely cheap Nike shoe, the worst, apparently, of all the signature shoes, and apparently an old version of it, which he apparently, allegedly, had beaten the crap out of. Well, in that case, that happens all the time. Anyone who's ever played basketball outdoors in the summer has had that happen to them. Especially if you didn't have a ton of money and you were wearing shoes a lot. That happens. So if that's true, then that explains everything we saw. Mm. The reason it didn't seem likely was because these guys basically wear new shoes constantly. Constantly are wearing new brand new shoes. You know, I mean, that thing said that Zion had worn, didn't say 10 different pairs of shoes?
Yeah.
This year, including up to a $350 pair of Autolace shoes. So he suddenly decided just to go with, I don't know, the shoes he wears around the house.
He probably likes wearing those shoes he wears
in his own driveway.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's very strange. Let me tell you about Tom's Barbecue. Brock and Beth Watt Johnson, the original owner. John Hite, you were just telling me that you just tried the Cheerline National Championship sauce, didn't you?
I did. They you know, brought food by to the station the other day and some of that on the pulled pork and the chicken, and it was phenomenal.
Yeah. So you had the Cheerline National Championship sauce. And the sauce was incredible.
Yes, it was.
Yes.
I guess I'll just have to take your word for it. since your humble Road Rage servant, who, you know, promotes all this stuff, didn't get any of it. Catering, tailgates, parties, it's all there. It's all Tom's Barbecue. They're your home for all of it. They also have the Carolina Collision Sauce, which is the best of both worlds, Old Carolina, New Carolina. They smoke their wings, have it down to a science, smoke them for 2 hours, rather, fry them for 60 seconds, and you get the best of both worlds. Then you can toss them in any of the 8 sauces, fresh sides and desserts, including the now legendary banana pudding. They make their own mac and cheese from scratch. It's incredible. This is Tom's Barbecue, open Monday to Saturday, 10:30. They cater anytime. Corner of Garlington and Woodruff, right behind Lowe's. That's Tom's Barbecue. We're gonna have to work out some sort of different deal, Romano, with that Times Barbecue. We have to get them there at like 5 in the afternoon after everybody else is gone. Right. Maybe you know what? Maybe right after everybody else is gone. Right. Maybe 6:30, and then the rest of you people, you can have the leftovers of whatever we don't eat the next day.
Hey, it works for me. I'm fine with barbecue for breakfast.
You can get in 654-762. Oh yeah, I'm not one of those people who has any issue with like what's supposed to be like lunch or dinner food for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
No, absolutely. I'm okay with barbecue for breakfast.
If it's leftovers,
the only thing I'm not okay with is I'm not okay with eggs for supper.
Really? You don't like the breakfast for dinner thing? Like eggs, bacon, and all that?
No breakfast for dinner.
I'm a big fan of that.
No. This is America. What's the matter with you? Breakfast for dinner?
Yeah.
No. There's a reason they stopped serving that crap at like 10:30.
Unless you go to the Waffle House.
No. Come on, man. No breakfast for dinner. I'm not a fan of that at all.
I disagree. But what else is new, right?
Yeah.
To be honest, I'm not really a big fan of most breakfast food anyway.
Oh, okay.
It's like even eggs. Like, and when I eat eggs, it's like, sometimes I'll think that sounds like a good idea, and then I'll actually start eating eggs, and I'll think, why did I ever do this? I don't know.
I personally couldn't disagree with you more on this front, but that's just me.
Yeah.
Love breakfast.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Well, I'm not sure what that's supposed to be. But
I agree with him, but what else is new?
I'm not surprised.
Somebody call in.
You don't like eggs. I'm not surprised there either.
Yeah, I just not a big fan of the whole egg thing. Although I will eat like a ham and egg sandwich.
Okay.
Like that, I'll eat.
Like a breakfast sandwich.
No. Just that. No. Just to be clear. No, I don't need any of those breakfast sandwiches. None of those. No.
In other words, you're a pain.
It has to be the most difficult thing to do for you.
That's what you get.
That's exactly right.
Fried egg on a burger.
That's what it is, because eggs are like the easiest thing to make in the world, but not you. How would you know?
You haven't
eggs.
Your home's like 10 years old, you haven't even visited your kitchen.
Eggs.
How the hell would you know whether eggs the easiest thing to make in the world? When's the last time you used your stove or your oven?
I made eggs this weekend.
Yeah, okay.
I make eggs every weekend.
Michelle says my breakfast every morning is leftovers from the night before. See, that's what I'm talking about. That's the American way.
That's exactly right.
You have a little pulled pork.
That's why they're your followers, because they agree with you.
That's exactly right.
Don't disagree with Walt. You'll get blocked.
Exactly right. And
don't say LOL unless he told a joke.
That's exactly right. You're 100% right.
That's an instant ban.
If you're stupid enough to think LOL is a response to anything that I say, you are instantly gone.
The other day, LOL, and you didn't tell a joke, it made you mad, and the guy got blocked.
Yeah, no, LOL is not a
only
LOL
for
is
Jim's
not a response. When I say Clemson still factually has a really good chance to make the NCAA tournament, and your response is LOL, bye. You're done here. If that's the most intelligent thing you can say, because you know that individual just.
What about if we do an emoji?
I don't do the emoji thing.
I don't do the emoji thing.
What if they do?
I'm not a big fan of the emoji thing.
I like the emojis.
Emojis are...
Oh, now, see here, we disagree again.
We're tackling important issues here today.
Emojis are for the other 57 sexes.
It ought to be Walt disagrees with Ramona show. No matter what I say.
Every day is the Walt disagrees with Ramona show.
No matter what I say, you take the opposite position no matter what it is.
No.
You don't like bacon?
I already hold the opposite position before you start to illuminate your Chef Boyardee positions.
Hey, I don't think I'm ever.
Before you start to illuminate the fact that you exist on a diet of Little Debbie, Chef Boyardee, and raviolis.
I'm not
going
to eat Chef Boyardee anymore because of that, what you told me.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, the worms thing. The worm video.
I don't need to know.
The alleged.
Could be an isolated incident like the shoe. But right. I like the Little Debbie.
Right.
Cakes.
Isolated worms.
I like the Little Debbie cakes.
Yeah.
I love Little Debbie cakes. Yeah.
I heard Nick Saban.
I'm sure you did.
I'm a preservative girl.
Yeah.
I like to go to my cabinet and have the stuff still able to eat it.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, look, that stuff will, I mean, that's true. That'll live forever. I mean, like, you know, 1,000 years from now, the only thing left from this planet today will be roaches and Chef Boyardee.
And Twinkies.
And raviolios. And Little Debbie.
No, don't make fun of the Little Debbie cakes.
Let me tell you about Kiwi Financial Group. Greg Wales is a Clemson grad, class of 1990, 100% independent advisor. He's not tied to any big box firm. It allows him to select the exact appropriate investment for every client without pushing any expensive proprietary products. They offer you a diverse group of financial solutions, including stocks, investments like stocks, bonds, mutual funds, alternative investments, insurance solutions like life, health, Medicare, disability, Social Security maximization plan. You've done the whole thing, the right thing your whole life. You're getting to that point where you're going to have to make decisions. Do not blow it now. Do you realize a married couple has something like 400 different ways you can take your Social Security? How on earth is a layman ever going to navigate that? The answer is you're not. You're going to lose all sorts of money without the help of an expert. That's why you need Greg Wales. Retirement income planning, college planning, estate planning solutions. We're on a mission to have a positive influence in our clients' lives. 402 Pendleton Road, right next door to Max Drive-In. Call him today, 864-654-5043, 864-654-5043, or toll free, 800-585-5816, 800-585-5816. Tell them I sent you. It's the way this deal works. It is Kiwi Financial Group, and you will thank me later. All right, Ramona, we need to revisit something,
and that is
my quarterback list.
Not quarterback list.
Oh, you weren't here for any of that?
I was not.
Well, I've already presented my top 30-plus quarterbacks for the 2019 college football season.
Okay.
And they're up on the website, John, if you pay attention to the website, being as a station employee and all. No, I'm just kidding.
And that was the other day. That was the 14th of, and now we're going to make changes?
Right, we're making changes. Yeah, because when, as always, when I transpose my master list 17 times, I always lose one or two guys.
Right.
And I did again. In fact, I lost, who did I lose? I lost Jacob Eason, who I had on my list, and somehow I did not transfer him over. So this works out really nicely because I've dumped one and added two,
yeah,
and so I can get away from that ridiculous
early
30 A, B, C, D, and now it's just a list of 35. Is that where we stand?
Right.
All right.
So what?
Yeah, here's what we're going to do. Since John hasn't heard the list at all,
I get to read the list.
Yeah, we're going to read the list, and we're going to go backwards now from 35 to 1. All right?
Oh, so I just fixed it the other way.
I retooled the end of the list.
Okay.
Okay.
And because I had a three-way tie or something at 30, and I didn't really like that anyway, so I added two guys that were on my original list that I didn't transpose, and I dumped one guy who was on my original list that I don't really care whether he was on the list or not. And the guy I dumped was Cole McDonald of Hawaii, because I'm not a big believer in Cole McDonald. In fact, I'm not even sure he's going to win that position this year. He really basically lost it at times through the course of last year. He got off to that incredible start where people were ridiculously talking about Heisman Trophy, and then basically fell apart the rest of the year. So I'm not all that high on Mr. Cole McDonald to begin with. I tacked him on at the end of the list, but I'm absolutely good with removing him because, as I said, I'm not even 100% sure he holds on to that job. Now, if he does, he'll post big numbers in that offense.
Right.
He'll still suck, but he'll post big numbers in that offense.
He can make your top 35 list of quarterbacks that suck.
Yeah, well, again, you know, all of those type of offenses, every Mike Leach offense, the quarterback produces big numbers, and every time it's the idiots who analyze football. You know, it's those people who started saying Luke Falk was a round one draft pick. They don't understand what talent looks like. There's never been a Leach quarterback that was even really draftable, to be honest. They're just guys. He takes guys, and he turns them in to 5,000-yard passers. To 5,000-yard passers. Before we get to any of that, let me tell you about Earth Creations. I visited Earth Creations to learn more about the product Optinose, a modern age miracle product. And I went up to Traveler's Rest, and I was given a tour of the facility. It is a state-of-the-art facility. I had no idea what to expect. I was expecting sort of like a little place. It is endless football fields, and I don't know how many football fields. It just goes on and on and on. I don't know. I don't know. 30 football fields? I mean, it's an amazing place. Amazing place. The lab itself was enormous and totally white and spotless. You know, it made me think of, like, when you were a kid, did you ever have, like, a relative who you went into their, like, living room and you weren't supposed to sit on any of that furniture?
Yeah.
It was only for show.
Right.
You know, and as a kid, you never felt comfortable even being in there because you didn't want to be blamed for anything.
Absolutely.
Well, that's how I felt in this lab. You know, it's just like, it was, like, too white for me. But it's an amazing place, and I met Donald and his whole family and learned about the Optinose product from the scientists involved in it. You know, if you're involved in weightlifting or supplement usage, you've probably experienced nitrous oxide products, which are important to muscle building, recovery, things like that. But what you haven't experienced is Optinose's next generation, genetically engineered nitrous oxide product. And here's the difference. Optinose is clinically proven to increase your stamina, gain lean muscle, and improve your overall physique. Our bodies naturally use only 10 to 25% of the protein we consume for muscle building. With Optinose, you're using over 70% of the protein that you consume will be used for muscle repair and development rather than just being used as fuel. You will build bigger muscles fast. Because Optinose is working on a genetic level. So your body is utilizing more carbs and fats for energy and stores protein directly into your muscle tissues. This is the Optinose advantage. Optinose combines muscle building with increased endurance. This combination means you get back into shape faster. Clinical studies have proven it. Optinose will let you work out more frequently with much less soreness. You'll be able to run further, bike further, hit the gym harder, do it again tomorrow without a second thought. You will experience gains of 12 times what you would conventionally. This is Optinose. Increase your stamina, gain lean muscle, improve your physique, look good, feel good, improve recovery for men and women, all natural, proven safe, clinically tested. Here's all you do. It's like $30 a bottle. You take 3 pills a day, capsules. You take them when you eat your highest protein meal. So in other words, Ramona, for John, it will be when he's eating eggs at 7 o'clock at night. You go to upstatemuscle.com, and get your Optinose today. I promise you will thank me later. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, quick break.
This Saturday, the Tigers host our friends from Massachusetts as the Boston College Eagles invade Tigertown in hoops action in Little John. As the Tigers hope to get a home win, as we only have 4 games left before the ACC tournament. Pre-game begins at 11:30 a.m. with a noon first tip right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch every exciting minute on the flagship station for Clemson basketball, 105.5 The Roar.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Are you hungry? Local Q has revised our menu to include all of your favorite monthly specials from the last 6 months. Nashville Hot Chicken Bites, Oxtail Tacos, our local Cubano Sandwich, Daily Smoked Chicken, and much more. Come and see if your favorite made the cut. You can see our menus and specials at localq.com. Please don't be offended. We do ID everyone. Local Q, the place to connect for beer, barbecue, and board games.
Checking in with Jana Candler, Realtor Extraordinaire with Berkshire Hathaway C. Dan Joyner. Jana, what do you think you've learned since becoming a realtor?
I've learned that being a good realtor is answering your phone, getting back to people in a very timely manner, and basically just handling the transaction so that they have nothing to worry about. This job really isn't about selling. It's more about managing people and their expectations and basically just taking care of them.
Jana, what has made you successful over the past year?
One of the things that sets me apart is my ability to take care of people. This job really isn't about selling. It's more about managing people and helping them get to the closing line. If you're looking to buy or sell real estate in the upstate, call me, Jana Candler, with Berkshire Hathaway Seed and Joiner at 864-313-6990. And as always, go Tigers!
If you're looking for a great passenger car tire or great all-terrain for your truck, look no farther than Steve's Tire and Service Center in Easley. Yokohama Ascent GT and the Yokohama G-Lander AT G015. The Ascent GT carries a 65,000-mile limited tread life warranty with a smooth and quiet ride. The G-Lander AT G015 is perfect for the highway and off-road when it's required. Give Steve's Tire and Service a call at 859-1361 or online at stscnow.com.
Pretzel crust fans, rejoice because it's back. By popular demand, Little Caesar's large, soft pretzel crust pizza featuring a creamy cheddar cheese sauce, pepperoni, and a four cheese blend surrounded by a delicious salted soft pretzel crust for just $6. Hot and ready every day between 4 and 8 and only $6 from the home of pretzel crust pizza, Little Caesar's.
Pizza at participating locations plus tax.
For over two decades, Lion-X has been unmatched in truck bedliner protection and is committed to providing what you need to customize your truck. Truck gear by Lion-X accessories and vehicle sprays combine rugged durability and armor-like protection. Lifts, tires, and wheels bring it all together to truly personalize your pickup to fit your lifestyle. Don't just protect it, Lion-X it. Stop by Lion-X today and see what's possible.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Lion-X of Anderson today.
Hendrick Honda Easley is a short drive from where you are. Serving the upstate with great Honda incentives, Hendrick Honda Easley has great low interest rates, terms, purchase, and lease payments. Right now, get a 2018 Accord for $259 a month or a Honda Civic for $199 a month. We even have the Honda CR-V for as low as $249 a month. Not all will qualify, so see Hendrick Honda Easley for all the details. Visit ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com. That's ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com.
No one's better than Walt Deptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Misdiagnosed as a child genius, and he never got over it.
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
Out here in the fields, I fought for my meals. I get my back into my living. I don't need to fight to prove.
Welcome to the Red Rage. We're WCCP 105.5, where we are back. You want to get in. You know, that food conversation carried through the whole break. It carried through the whole break. and we were discussing all of the elements. John apparently is a foreigner because John does not like McDonald's fish sandwich. I don't know what is wrong with John.
Never have, never will.
A guy eats eggs at 7 a night, but yes. Doesn't like McDonald's fish sandwich.
You have painted that picture perfectly for me.
Almost un-American. Well, almost un-American.
Caught what you will, I won't have one.
That was a tremendous feast that President Trump provided the team. Big Mac and fish sandwich.
I'd be fine with the Big Mac.
I'm sure they love the Big Mac fish sandwich.
Look, I'm sure you noticed, you know, I was going to say how cold it is. It's not cold right now, but it will be again, probably like in like, you know, 4 hours.
Yeah.
You know, it'll be back in the 30s again. And this is the problem. At this time of year, you get expansion, contraction of pipes. I don't know what happens to your plumbing system. See, I host a sports talk show. I don't need to know. I know who knows, though. My friends at Roto-Rooter know. If you go to their website, rotorooter.com, you follow their helpful hints, chances are you won't have any emergencies. If you fail to follow those hints, you're going to have all sorts of emergencies. The good news is they won't hold that against you. 24/7, 365. I mean, this is the greatest thing of all. You don't get to pick and choose your emergencies. We all know that. So if your pipes burst and it all hell breaks loose and you need help, here's what happens. Midnight, 11:55, Christmas Eve. All right? A time that you can't get anybody to help you. You call Roto-Rooter. A live human being answers the phone at 11:55. Not a message, not a machine. A live human being, not an answering service. A live human being answers your call at 11:55, and they immediately direct help on your way. This is Roto-Rooter. They handle every plumbing concern, commercial, residential. They are there for you 24/7, 365 days a year, knowing that you can't choose your emergencies. They're also the septic system experts. They don't just clean the tank, they clean the pump. Here's what you do. 288-7686, 288-7686, Roto-Rooter. That's the name, and away go troubles down the drain. Commit that to memory. Write the number down. Have it for when you need it. You will thank me later. All right, let's get to the quarterback list, Ramona. And I still want to talk some NFL draft today, too.
Okay. We're going from the 35 down, right?
Or 35
up, according to your list?
Yeah, up.
Okay, number 35 is Jacob Eason.
John,
we were going to go over the ones. Oh, never mind. Go ahead.
Ramona wants me to comment on Jacob Eason. Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, Jacob Eason is a big, strong-arm quarterback, 6'5", physical, can make all the throws an NFL quarterback needs to make. Just has demonstrated to this point absolutely no ability to lead men. And that's the concern. I mean, you know, Terry Bradshaw has always said, and I think rightfully so, and it's exemplified in Tom Brady, what the quarterback position is about. You have to be a leader of men. There has never been any indication thus far in his young career that Eason can do that. If he can, then you're talking about a future highly rated draft pick. A guy who would be taken at the top of an NFL draft in the future. Because, again, he has the physical skill set. He's had moments. You know, as a freshman, the game at Missouri, which is a game Georgia should have lost, he engineered a comeback. As I recall, completed like a 4th-and-16 or something down near the goal line as they were heading into the red zone in that last possession and led Georgia to a comeback victory. The problem is he's had too many bad moments. He had the game against App State when he was injured and removed from the game. And in that game, Georgia was being completely outplayed in the first quarter by App State, and they were just totally lifeless. And that's when Fromm replaced him and came in, and Georgia was completely energized by Fromm coming in. You could see it both offensively and defensively. This is the problem with Eason. He has to prove that he can be a leader of men and do those things. He has the physical ability. If you were just ranking the physical ability to throw the football, this guy would be up at the top of the list. But he has to prove that he can go to a new place, Washington, that he can be the guy, and that he can lead that team. I do think that the culture at Washington will help him. I think Chris Peterson and staff will help him.
No, I agree. I think
so. He's a guy, the bottom line, he's a guy with some upward mobility.
No, I agree. I think that I think the change of scenery is going to be a very good thing for him. I think Chris Peterson is one of the best coaches in college football, especially you go back to his time at Boise. He's taken a lot of guys that didn't have a lot of talent and was able to maximize them. I mean, Browning the last couple of years has had a noodle arm, and he was able to, you know, engineer a couple conference titles out of it. So I think with someone with the physical abilities that Eason has with his coaching, I think that he could do very good things at Washington, and then look forward to watching Little Husky football moving forward.
All right, so he was all right. So we have Jacob Eason at 35. All right,
yeah. Number 34. You had me take Jaywan Pass from Louisville and take him off 29 and put him at 34. So you could put Joe Burrow from LSU at 29.
Yeah, but we're not there yet. We're at 34.
So you just want me to say Jaywan Pass?
Yeah, he's at 34.
Yes.
Puma.
And he's at 34 for his physical talent. I mean, when you just watch him throw, see, people are not going to understand this because they don't know how to read talent. They don't know, they look at talent and they think that you're looking at the total picture of an offense and its productivity and that type of thing. That's what people look at, and that's the problem. Let me tell you something. From a physical skill set standpoint, from an ability to throw the football standpoint, Puma Pass is very, very similar to Dwayne Haskins. He can throw a football. He just has to develop more consistency, and he needs some help, and he needs somebody to believe in him. But he has the physical attributes to make every quarterback an NFL quarterback needs to make. He can throw a deep out. He has the arm strength. He can spin it. He has the physical tools. In other words, if you just looked at Puma Pass in his best moments, he would look like an NFL quarterback. The problem is he needs more of the best moments, and he needs help and coaching and all these things. So there's that. All right. Next up.
33 is Nathan Rourke.
Yeah, Nathan Rourke is the Ohio quarterback. And, you know, with Rourke, it's an issue of, I don't know. I'm glad you had a nice little conversation there, John.
Yeah, a nice little conversation.
Good. Now that you're back.
Yes.
What are you selling, a vehicle? Is that?
No, he wants to advertise with the station.
Good.
So,
what were you comments on Puma Pass?
Football. No, I think he has a very impressive skill set. I think that everyone's, like you said, people were gonna, you know, look down on him because the entire team at Louisville and Bobby Petrino was all just, you know, not a very good situation, to put it lightly, up there. But he has a lot of physical talents. He just wasn't helped out by basically everything at Louisville last year. So maybe, you know, new coaching staff and new change of things that...
Yeah, Puma.
I think that Satterfield could do some good things with him. It would just be interesting to see how he handles the coaching change and scheme change.
Next up.
It was Nathan Rourke. With Nathan Rourke?
You know what? We're going to try a little experiment. We'll let John comment on these guys first, since I've already done that.
Nathan Rourke's quarterback at Ohio, correct?
Correct.
That's what it says here, yes.
Well, God, I don't have the list. Some of these, this is going to be kind of a guess.
I'm just hoping.
Let me step in on this one. So. Rourke is a dual threat quarterback. Okay. Based on what he did 2 years ago, I fully expected he was going to be the starter for Solids last year, and that Ohio was going to do great things. I put him like 23 or 24 in my preseason poll as a result of that. Instead, Solids messed around with two quarterbacks at the start of the year, and they got out of the block really slowly. And by midseason or so, probably game four or five, Rourke was put back in as the full-time starter. From that point on, Ohio was unbeatable. They averaged 50 points a game the rest of the year. No one knows that. They destroyed a really good Buffalo team, beat their brains in, won their bowl game by a million points. And again, it was largely Rourke and his abilities to lead that offense. So he is on the list comfortably at 34.
Okay, whoa. Okay, the next one is...
What was he? He was 33, right?
He was 33. And yeah. Then 32 is Sam Hartman from Wake Forest.
Well, no. No. 33 was the one situation where it was a slash. It was Hartman slash Newman.
Well, I know that, but you had Hartman slash Newman, so I just put Hartman at 32 and Newman at 31.
No, no, big dummy.
You wanted 35. That's 35. If you put them on the same line, that's not going to be 35.
Oh, well, no, you can't. Ramona, look, look, you can't.
You need another guy then.
Okay, then put Cole McDonald's sorry butt back on at 35.
Well, how would I know to do that when you
well,
didn't
you
tell
wouldn't
me to do that
divide
the other
two guys that I had a slash between and add them on the same number
well,
on your own initiative
go, hey,
and
Walt,
put them in separate places.
You count. What am I supposed to tell you that you counted wrong? That you need one
yes,
more to make 35?
Yeah. Yeah, that I needed one more guy.
Well,
put Cole McDonald.
Who would know that you need Cole... put two on one line?
Listen, Nancy Drew. Whoa. Put Cole McDonald Hardy back brother. On at 35, and then put the two Wake Forest quarterbacks, for the love of all that is holy, on the same line with a slash between them. It's an either or. It's one of those two guys.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, and you have a microphone. You don't have to yell at me. I can hear you.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. So the two Wake Forest quarterbacks, Hartman and Newman,
are on the same line. I guess they would be on 33 if I change it. By the way, everyone, I'll be editing the list tonight.
All right. So, oh, man. Let me just tell you about my friends at Harry's. How about that? We'll give Ramona. Oh, yeah, I don't. All right. So we're moving both Wake Forest quarterbacks to the same line.
Okay.
And quickly, the reason is this. Hartman is a really almost arrogant player who has a lot of ability. Newman is a much bigger, more physical guy. He was 6'4 and a half and 240 pounds. And... you know, and I wondered why, and I speculated about this during the season, why they didn't try him when Hartman was turning the ball over at such a rapid rate. And finally, he got his chance, and he played really well when he got his chance. So I don't know which of those two guys Wake is going to come out with next year. I almost think it will still be Hartman, but we'll put a slash. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the safety of the Priority One Security Studios, we are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Hey guys, this is Michael Thacker with Lakeside Lodge Clemson sales team. If you haven't heard about this project yet, you need to know about it. Lakeside Lodge is Clemson's first condo hotel opening this fall. We still have studios, two bedrooms, and three bedroom condos available, but they are selling fast. Call us today at 864-775-5500 to schedule a visit. You'll want to be part of this. Visit us at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard to secure your spot today.
Mice and rats are more active and bigger nuisances this time of the year. They want to be cozy in your home where it's nice and warm. We're here to kick them out. At Clark's, we specialize in keeping them where they belong. Call today to schedule an assessment on your home for rodent activity and possible entry points. Don't forget that we have one of the most detailed pest control services in the industry and also offer termite and wildlife control services. Call 864-233-2847 or visit clarkspest.com today.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing,
206-912-32.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY, do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com.